The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 72 new COVID-19 cases and 0 deaths in its latest update posted December 1. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Wasaga Beach, 1. One person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Barry, 30, 11 youth under 18 years old, 9 people between 18 and 34 years old, 3 people between 35 and 44 years old, 5 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 2 people between 65 and 79 years old. 6 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 5 are listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 6, 3 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission, 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Innisfil, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. All 3 cases are still under investigation. Orillia, 7, 1 youth under 18 years old, 4 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission, 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Remara, 1, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Severn, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission and 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link. Penetanguishene, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Tay, 5, 2 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 4 cases are linked to close contact transmission and 1 is still under investigation. Tiny, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 4, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old and 2 people between 65 and 79 years old. All 4 cases are still under investigation. Issa, 2, 2 youth under 18 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact and the other is still under investigation. Muskoka District, 8, 3 people from Bracebridge, and 5 people from Huntsville. Included in the new cases reported today are 46 unvaccinated, 5 partially vaccinated, and 21 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 610 active cases in the region. 30 people from Simcoe County and 3 people from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. 6 people are in the ICU. Of the hospitalized cases, 18 are unvaccinated, and 9 were fully vaccinated. 6 hospitalized cases were partially vaccinated. According to the health unit, 35% of hospitalized cases are under 60 years old. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 15,711 cases of COVID-19 with 14,823 of those cases recovered and 278 cases ending in death. More than 74% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and nearly 78% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include Innisdale Secondary School, Barry, declared November 29, 2 cases. Our Lady of Grace Elementary School, Angus, declared November 29, 2 cases. Ferndale Woods Elementary School, Barry, declared November 26, 7 cases. Uptergrove Public School, Remara, declared November 26, 3 cases. St. John Vianney Elementary School, Barry, declared November 26, 9 cases. Unnamed Private School, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 20 cases. Monsignor Lee Catholic Elementary School, Orillia, declared November 24, 2 cases. Hewitts Creek Public School, Barry, declared November 22, 6 cases. Tosoronto Central Public School, Everett, declared November 22, 15 cases ESC Nouvelle Alliance, Secondary School, Barry, declared November 19, 3 cases. Forest Hill Public School, Midhurst, declared November 19, 5 cases. St. Anne's Elementary School, Penetanguishene, declared November 19, 2 cases. West Bayfield Elementary School, Barry, declared November 18, 7 cases. Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barry, declared November 18, 6 cases. Severn Shores Public School, Cumberland Beach, declared November 18, 8 cases. Maple Grove Public School, Barry, declared November 16, 14 cases. St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 9 cases. Monsignor Clare Elementary School, Barry, declared November 15, 8 cases. W.C. Little Elementary School, Barry, declared November 12, 10 cases. Terry Fox Elementary School, Barry, declared November 10, 10 cases. St. Catherine of Siena Elementary School, Barry, declared November 1, 11 cases. A school in Huntsville has been closed. There have been 24 cases associated with an outbreak at Spruce Glen Public School. This is the first time the health unit has ordered a school in the region to close during the pandemic. An outbreak previously declared at Emma King Elementary School in Barrie was declared over on November 30. There were 9 cases associated with the outbreak. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include Waterford Retirement Residence, Barrie, declared November 29, 1 staff and 1 resident case. Fitness and Sports Center, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 8 cases. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 19, 9 cases. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 1, 26 cases. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on December 1. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 257-236-2 November 28-2, 168,118.75.8% Barry 5,401-5,813-1 the 12th of November 33, 521,128.85.1% Bradford WG 2,352,280.39 the 3rd of November 35,383.30.84.9% Clearview 174,164,5,2 November 29 1,158.83.9% Collingwood 305,295 the 4th of November 29 1,236.2089.1% ESA 622,590,5,2 November 32,580.50.74% Innisfil 1,477-1,432.21 the 1st of November 33,582.56.83.7% Midland 246,227,6,2 November 28 1,344.82.87% New Tecumseh 1,732-1,695 the 19th of November 34,091.33.79.7% Orillia 469,414.9 the 5th of November 31,387.95.89.5% Oromedont 298,279 6 November 29 1,277.56.83.5% Penetanguishene 255,239 the 8th of November 32,646.62.90.7% Remara 145,134 the 1st of November 31,387.67.86% Severn 128,105.3.1 November 30th 854.113.84.6% Springwater 394.369.2 November 29 1,838,121.90.7% TAE 150,145 the 3rd of November 31,337.54.86.9% Tiny 164,156 the 2nd of November 31,222.37.79.3% Wasaga Beach 391.360.5.2 November 31 649,169.86% tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital. Weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of November 21. NA indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.